So I seen that in that instance. So I thought that it was always like that. Yeah. So whenever I'm in class with these dudes that's passing out CDs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they taught me a little bit about it, and I just took it from there.
Love that.
As for me, man, I always was in the face of music. You know, I think both me and Jalen grew up in bands, but it was one specific moment when I was out there in Lafayette with my people, and they were doing music, and I wrote one of my first verses for my partner B-Mac. Just on the song, a throwaway, we was just, you know, college kids type stuff. Mm. And it felt good. So I decided to go back home and try to, like, sneakily do it for myself, you know. It was some partners out in Hattiesburg that I recorded my first one with. It was for their project. And from then, I was just nice with it, you heard. And it just kept going.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man. So when y'all performing at Alley at the Dark, I mean, what was that like? What do y'all think about that?
It was different, for sure. I never performed in front of, like, for the live stream.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's always been live. Me personally, I've been performing live. Like, I've been doing concerts since 2017.
Yeah.
So just that dynamic, I honestly thought it was going to be a little more challenging than what it was, just because there really wasn't a crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there was, you know what I'm saying? But that's versus, you know, seeing 100 people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, bro, that was really fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, just seeing, even though there was a little bit of people in the crowd, they was turned. Just that little bit amount. Like, it ain't about the numbers. It's about the music and how it make you feel. You know what I mean? That's one of the moments that really show you that, for real. You know what I'm saying? It ain't truly about who all there. You know what I mean? Just because there ain't a lot of people there, it don't mean it's not lit. You know what I'm saying? This was a circumstance. You know what I mean? So, just for us to still turn out how it did, that's something, bro. Like, I really appreciate that.
No.
Not for sure, man. One of the biggest things for me was the fact that it's been a year and some change since we got on stage.
Yeah.
You know
legit,
what I'm saying?
Our last show was last March.
Wow.
So, you know.
Right before the shutdown?
Yeah, like a week before it shut down. For real.
We was, and we had, like, one, like, right after that coming up, too. And that got canceled.
Coming up, they got canceled.
So, you know, we was all antsy and ready to get back into the groove. And really with that, it was more of us just so happy to be back. We wasn't worried about anything.
Yeah.
We just ready to get on stage, practicing so hard, you know, not worrying about anything else.
We practiced hard for this. Like, just like it was a regular show.
Yeah, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. So it was a beautiful situation.
That's what y'all did, like, over quarantine. So, like, things shut down around March. Where'd y'all go? April, May, June. How'd y'all move?
Recording hella music.
Yeah.
I drove.
I know personally we were making it a point to keep consistent because we knew the time would come, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we won't be lacking for when the world opens up and where y'all been.
Yeah.
You know, we got so many things behind the scenes that we dealt with during quarantine that we ready to shove in y'all face over the year, for sure.
For real, man. For real. Like, last year, I really took the opportunity to get my sound together.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped four projects this year. Well, I say I dropped, but one of the projects is a joint project between me and him.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, called
Best in the City.
Everywhere.
Okay, I was about to ask, where you can get it at?
Yeah, man, it's everywhere.
So how'd y'all end up signing with No Help Records? How'd that turn out?
No Help Records is, I don't want to say I own it, but I'm the face, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's four of us, myself, Jake Jordan, Justin Reshaw, and T. Steez. We all own 25%. Jake is one of our promotion managers. Justin, he manages the merch and the financial side.
Mm.
Steez, he's the
coldest producer in the world.
That man, definitely the coldest producer I ever heard in my life. So we came together, us four. We came together. Originally, I was the only rapper, and, you know, Steez was on the beats.
Mm.
Eventually, we signed LC Sun.
Yes, sir.
That was our first signee. Had a graphic designer. We also have another producer, K Booty.
Shout out
my dog. KBOUDY, for anybody that needs to look him up.
Yes, sir.
He's also our engineer. We also have Vest Visuals. He is also an artist, but he also is our cameraman. And we have James Carline, that's our booking manager.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I got a whole team. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. What how does the like recording sessions go? Is it like you just in there by yourself or y'all in there together or what?
Both. We got two safe houses, I guess you could say, when we record at, and we also can record individually.
Mm. Okay.
I made both of us, we made our first few projects by ourselves.
Mm.
And then of course when Jalen came along and was on the No Help, offered me the opportunity, we go to the infamous shed that has a persona of its own, and then K Booty got
the studio.
That's dope.
So you know what I'm saying? There's times when we'll be in there by ourselves, and then there's other times when we're in there as a team and we just throwing ideas off the wall trying to get something going.
Like there's buku songs that I done made for sure where it's just me, mm-hmm. but we all in the room.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like just you never it's really I like being in the studio with everybody at once because you get to talk about a lot just outside the music, like just having a lot of more ideas just for the business, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just real good to have everybody at once instead of having to go to the phone.
Right, you know for sure. I mean? Talk about this upcoming show coming up, though, the Intercoastal Club on the 24th, man.
Shout out to Intercoastal.
Right.
The Intercoastal's been good to us.
Very good. Super good to us.
Shout out, Tony. Give us the opportunity, and this one, you know, no offense to the KNSU opportunity, but this one's where we're gonna be able to really, you know what I'm saying,
flex.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. This is like the homecoming, our shows, you know, going crazy.
Yeah.
But that one's on the 24th, that's actually my birthday.
Dope,
yeah,
birthday.
You know what I'm saying,
happy early birthday,
yeah, man. So, we're gonna do that for that. First. Truly live shows since all this craziness been going on, man. So it's really excited, man. We really gonna put a lot of hype behind this one and just really push it, man, because we got a lot of good music to show people, man. I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to perform at home after this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to, like, venture elsewhere. Yeah. So if this will be our last local show, you know, I really intend for it to be big.
Yeah. I think that's gonna happen, bro. Cause right now everything's like opening up a little bit, so it's gonna be like a lot of clubs looking for like new talent and everything.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cole just came in. Okay.
Oh, my fault, man. With that being said, you know what I'm saying, safety precautions will be at play. Have to let the people know.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, for sure. Masks and
Social distance, all that. Sure. Yeah, it's been a year, man. We know the song and dance, not everybody. Gotcha.
Right.
End of my calls, though. Jen, how you feeling?
I locked my keys in my car, so not great. I got them out, though. I got Papa Lock. Came help me.
That's dope.
How are y'all? I'm sorry y'all was late.
What is up? Cool. Welcome to the party.
Man, cool. What'd you think of the performance at Alley After Dark?
Oh, y'all were great. Everybody was great at Alley After Dark. I don't want to say I was surprised, because, like, I didn't think y'all were going to be bad, but, like, I was, like, y'all impressed me. Y'all impressed me a lot.
Nah, it was dope, man.
Spoiler, we told her backstage we were the best. You know what I'm saying? She thought we was bluffing.
Nah, man, I've been here for a minute. Yeah. Like, I'm a senior. I think y'all was the best performance, like, for real. That's not me gassing it. Because, like I said, off air, dog, a lot of people, like, didn't like the acts we put on live. Y'all killed it, though.
Man, you got to have us back, man.
Of course. Man, we got to make that happen. Definitely going to be at the show on Saturday on the 24th Intercoastal Club.
Come through.
Show, man. Absolutely. Got to be that.
Whole different situation.
Yeah.
Whole different situation.
Y'all feeling, y'all on rap real quick?
Do we want to rap real quick?
Yeah, we on that. Why not? You keep it clean because you know FCC airwaves, all that stuff. If not, it's all good. But if y'all feeling it,
how about rap off
air? Yeah, got you.
Keep it clean.
I feel you.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah. Not to let anybody down that was listening.
If anybody's listening, wants to hear this rap, Apple,
Tyler. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Apple Roger. Music, Tyler, sure. Spotify,
and
YouTube,
bring your profanity glasses.
SoundCloud, please.
Yeah.
Sure.
What they call the FCC?
FCC.
They a lot of them on there.
Sure, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, they got us tight, man. But exactly. You got any questions for them?
I don't know what you asked already.
Basic
ask
stuff.
It again.
Yeah.
Well, y'all just talked about what y'all doing next, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's
talk about your new ink, the butterflies on the arm real quick.
Yeah. There's a song called Dead Butterflies, and it's a rock song, but... It's like I got the dead now I got the butterflies. But it's like a little girlier now than just like the skeleton hand.
Yeah, man. Y'all get used to it, Jenna, man. She gonna take over this whole thing when all of us gone, man. So sure. she gonna be ahead of all this.
You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, man.
So you've been here since like day one?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of when she took over, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of things like escalated. She came in and like really like brought everybody together and everything. Yeah. It's COVID kind of like, you know, right. Everybody
was just complaining a whole lot about not being able to do anything. So I was like, all right, y'all, we're gonna do some stuff. So,
yeah, man.
That's what I was trying to avoid last year for the label. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like in the midst of everything, we still was building. We were still able to link like every week. You know, just for sure. Just even if it wasn't like music for anything in particular, like you know what I'm saying, just getting together, bouncing ideas, you know, or just you know, communing.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be needing that as a team.
What's next for everybody though? Like the label, like what's the plans that's upcoming?
I can't speak for everybody.
Gotcha.
Because like you know, we are individual artists as well, but I mean, as a label. Aside from the show, man, merch, we got merch dropping, and projects coming out, man. I can't really, you know,
you know what I'm saying?
Too many disclaimers. You know what I'm saying?
Santa, what he bringing you for Christmas?
Huh? Yeah,
it's a little ridiculous, but you know, me personally, LC, we got I got some stuff coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim don't let me breathe, he's very competitive, so he got some stuff coming.
Nice.
Jalen has a new video coming out Friday.
I sure do. Grace.
Grace?
Yeah,
man. It's going to be the video. I'm going to drop the video first. Get some reception on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Jalen Quill. I was listening to...
we'll share it on our social media.
100%.
Sure, appreciate it.
I was listening to It's Okay. I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
My training lane, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, anytime y'all drop something new, just like send us the link. We'll plug y'all for
100%.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah, 100%,
man.
See, That's one thing, man. Vest Visuals. That's who shot it. He's also our artist.
Dope.
Matter of fact, then that was dude that went before us. Went before L. You know what I'm saying?
I remember.
So yeah, man, we got it sold up, bro, for sure. Cause he cold. He probably the most consistent out of all of us.
Yeah.
He dropping videos.
Machine.
Every week, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's really crazy. It's really crazy, man. Vest Visuals, VES Visuals. Please look them up.
Well, the name Elsie Sun, how you came up with that name?
At one point, I wanted to play around with, like, you guess whatever it means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm too mature for that. So, honestly, it's my mom's initials, Lana Carroll. So, Lana Carroll's son.
That's dope.
And what that was is just, you know what I'm saying? I love my mother, and I just want every time anybody addresses me to be paying homage to her. So,
that's dope.
You know, I'm going to make it very, very big and far, and they're going to know who gave me the opportunity.
Mm.
Real talk.
Yeah, because I was writing it down for L.A. at the Dark. I was like, Elsie Sun, where that came from? But that's dope, bro.
I always had a friend growing up named DJ, and I felt jealous of his initials. So that's the two the two things right there, you know what I'm saying? And when I feel like it, I call myself a lyrical criminal or a loose cannon or A.K.A. It just gives me a lot of playroom. But
it's like,
my mom.
You know, Weezy and Baby, the F is
for... Yeah, for real. You got you.
Yeah, for
you
forever, you know?
Got you.
Yeah, for sure.
So...
How'd you come up with Jalen Quinn?
Man, so my first rap name was J-Rock the Pistol.
Yeah.
But I was still rapping how I was rapping right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Cassidy was my favorite rapper.
Mm-hmm. From Philly?
Yeah.
With Megan? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, you know, he was Cassidy the Problem.
Uh-huh.
But Cassidy the Hustle. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I was J-Rock the Pistol. My partner, that's like my nickname for my partners. I don't really go by that name no more. You know what I'm saying? I kind of retired that name.
Yeah.
But, my name was that, but my music still sounds like how it does right now. And, I don't know, having a gun in your name always kind of... Not incites violence, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think one way when you hear a gun in somebody's name most of the time.
Yeah.
So, honestly, just couldn't think of no other ideas. So, I am myself in the music, so I might as well just go by my government.
Gotcha.
I will say Machine Gun Kelly may be in the section today.
He might be. He going to rock.
He's a gangster, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he came in the game as well.
My son an actor now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. He's got an actor back. No, yeah. But that man came in the game as a gangbanger.
Fight.
From what, Cleveland or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Shout out Machine Gun Kelly. Man, no, this boy, I liked him in Bird Box. I liked him in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, that was a crazy movie. I couldn't, man, I was like, I didn't know if it was him or not.
Yeah, on Netflix, huh?
Which one?
I think that was him eating them powerful strong beans.
Oh, Project Power, something like that.
Was him at the beginning, maybe.
That
beginning,
was man. You talking? He in a band movie too.
Motley Crue.
I did see that Dirt. Yeah, on Netflix. Man. I saw that. Yeah, man.
Kelly, man.
Yeah, I think we're gonna talk about Machine Gun Kelly. That's a good turn.
Cool, and he's dating Megan Fox.
Yeah.
So that's good for him too.
Megan Fox.
I like Megan Fox. I like them Transformers. Yeah. That's the only thing I know. But man, y'all do music. Y'all been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
That 15-year-old, 16-year-old high school kid, he thinking about doing it. Like, what advice would y'all give him? Or her?
Don't quit. Even when it get aggravating, even when it get discouraging. Just, if you feel like, if you don't do it, and it's in the back of your mind bothering you that you're not doing it, then like 9 times out of 10 you should be doing it. Just don't quit, man. Just be consistent, be everywhere. It's way more than just rapping and looking cool. There's a lot of business in it. So do your homework, watch interviews, go to shows, go to festivals when you're able to, you know what I'm saying? Just be multi-dimension, you know. Don't be one-sided. Be yourself. Be colorful. You know, there's a lot of things, man, but don't quit, though. In the midst of all that, you can't quit. Because the moment you slow up, somebody going to take your spot, for sure. Then you're going to have to work twice as hard, four times as hard. For real. Like, you just got to go. Even when it's not easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? When life get in the way, life don't stop for nobody. But you still gotta go. Like, you can't quit. And that's really with anything. Like, ain't just with rapping. As I know, you know, a lot of students listening to this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't quit. You can't, because what you're here for. You can't just be here to party or to have a good time. You here for that. You got a rude awakening. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But if you really in it for what you want to do with your life, man, don't quit, because it's worth it.
I would add, if I was talking to my young self, the don't quit method is always something you need to tell your young self, because, of course, you ain't quitting. You here now because, you know.
You here.
But there's that one thing that always sits on my chest, and people like me, and it's, you know what I'm saying? I would tell them to just close your eyes and don't pay attention to nothing around you. That's, you know what I'm saying? Especially in this age where the social media is out here just distracting, and, you know, there's people around you that are going to tell you what you should do or what you could do. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to none of that. Be yourself, like Jalen said. Me and Jalen are on the same label, and we're very close, but we make literally two different types of music. It's under the rap genre, and then it separates, and that's what brings us such a full body of work, because we both are ourselves, and we don't have any competition around us, because we stick to what we know. We don't listen to the critics. We don't look at the, what's popping.
Yeah, it was hot right
in
now.
California in their butt-naked shorts or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Being all, I'm 26 and I'm living lavish.
Yeah.
You don't look at none of that, because that's all it does is it deteriorates you from the inside out. So, you know what I'm saying? Stay on your grind. Don't quit. And pay attention to yourself.
Don't compare your success to other people's success either. Even if it's somebody right on side you, like, y'all got two different paths. Y'all walking two different ways.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever forget that. Cause you gonna drive yourself crazy. Thinking about partner down the block or old girl on your Instagram, you know what I mean? How she shining and you not. You just ain't your time yet. That's it. That's why you can't quit.
To the young self.
Have y'all always wanted to be artists? Like, since y'all were kids, or?
Yeah.
Some would say.
It's like the thing I'm best at. I cut hair. That's my other job. You know what I'm saying? I love that. But I mean, shit, you can take my hands as long as you don't take my voice.
Yeah, I think at one point I wanted to be a breakdancer.
For real?
Yeah.
But I'm broke. You breakdance?
Nah, I can't breakdance.
Oh.
Not a bit, but they look cool.
Yeah.
So definitely wanted to be that at one point. But other than that, an entertainer for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to do professional sports. Ended up here.
See, I was never a sports kind of
guy. Never? I know you said you did band.
I was in band, man.
What instrument?
I tried out, I played baritone, cymbals, first bass.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the band too.
Yeah.
I was on
the
drum line.
Oh, drum line, though. They had me a clarinet. It was like, no. It was 8th grade year. It was 8th grade year. They said, look, I went to a religion. I went to a Catholic school. It was like, you either go to religion class or you learn the instrument. So I was like, give me the instrument.
Was you nice with it?
Oh, clarinet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got, 100%. But they had like 20 people by the drums. So I'm like, let me do something else. I couldn't make the little noise on trumpet that you got to make.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, clarinet.
He's trying to learn that bass guitar in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? I need the bass.
But we popped the string.
Yeah,
we popped the bass. The bass is so fire.
It's mine, but I can't play it, so I brought it here, and he's better than I am, so it's his now.
Yeah,
basically. Learn that bass and play a line on the beat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's fire.
I rock with that, man.
You could have freestyled over that.
What, on the bass?
I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, man. Man, we appreciate y'all, man, for coming here, though, bro.
Yeah.
This is a good combo, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. Man, just have us back, man.
Of course. Anytime, bro. Anytime. Y'all killed it out of that show, bro.
Yeah, bro. You got to understand, this is my hometown. And you ain't too far from it.
Yeah.
So to have the opportunity to come out here and, you know, pay homage back to the city is...
Yeah. Real talk, I ain't never been a Nichols.
For real?
I was a student.
In for real? My life.
Yeah. Wow.
I was a student.
That's dope,
bro.
You
know what I'm saying? So to be even a part of it, yeah. Rabbit, you know what I'm saying? You just got to check. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So after this Homer show on the 24th, Saturday at 9 p.m., after that, we hope to see y'all in New Orleans show, Houston, Texas, wherever y'all want. Y'all say y'all want good outside Homer?
It's already written.
Outside the universe.
Yeah, it's already written, bro. We just gotta do it. At this point, we gotta play our part.
Right.
But, man, I believe anything that you deserve will come to you.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of blessings, man. You know what I'm saying? Us as a team, man, but I stay getting signs that I should be doing this. Mm-hmm. I ain't quitting, bro. You ever heard of Griselda
Blanco?
The rap group.
Oh, no.
Like Benny the Butcher.
I was just talking about the drug dealer. Go ahead.
Run up dudes, like, well, that's like this. That's yeah. kind of like, they, yeah. that's their stick, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Man, it's three of them, man. Them boys all older than 35.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah.
Like, one of them, like knocking on 40.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care about age or whatever. That dude from the dude that made Captain Crunch was 46 when it took off. Like, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'ma do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how long it take. I don't care if it's cool no more. Or none of that. I know I'm supposed to be doing it. Yeah. So that's how I feel.
What's up, bro?
I be on that motivation stuff.
That's what's up, dog?
Doing hard.
Yeah.
You be on that motivation stuff.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Before we go, does the guest in the room want to introduce herself as well? Or nah? I feel you. I feel you. I ain't lying. I feel you. Man. Nah, man. It's LC, son.
Yes.
Jalen Quinn.
Yes, it's
Jen on the beat. It's Troy. It's 91.5 Kane at Thibodeau. Oh, coming up is Exchange by Bryson Tiller.
Shout out to No Help Records. Shout out to Eastside.
Yes, sir.
Conform.
Yes, sir. All right.
Jump into Exchange?
Yeah. I don't know why. That was the first one that came up. I don't know why that was.
That was cool.
That was dope.
Yeah. Thank you again, man.
No, ain't nothing, bro.